Chapter 9 Predictions Page 122 A. Listening for Understanding. Listen to the story about a fortune teller's predictions. Think about the following questions. Then discuss your answers in pairs or small groups. The Fortune Teller.
The fortune teller peeked out from behind a dark curtain and smiled at me. The sign in front of her tent was bright with flashing lights. It read, "See your future. Only $20. She pushed the curtain back and said in a low voice, "Come in, come in. Don't be afraid. I can see everything." I was very curious. "I'm sorry," I said. "I'm a little short on cash. Maybe another time." "Ah," she whispered, "there's no better time than now. For you, this once, it is only $10. But the next time you visit me, you'll have so much money, you will give me $50. "Really?" I said, handing her a $10 bill. "Then I can look forward to being rich?"
"Well, perhaps."
She sat in a large chair and closed her eyes.
"It depends on how hard you are willing to work, especially after you lose your job."
"What?" I said angrily. "This is terrible news. How will I ever get rich if I lose my job?"
"Don't worry so much," replied the fortune teller. "It seems like bad news, but on the other hand, it may be very good. The work you do now does not measure up. Isn't that right?"
She was right. And I nodded my head.
"I can see that you want to do something different. You are very creative. You're an artist, right? I can tell that it's in your blood."
"Well," I said, "my mother is an artist, and so was my grandfather, so I guess it runs in my family. And I also love to draw and paint."
"Good, good," said the fortune teller, smiling as if she had a secret. "But it will not be easy at first. Still, you mustn't get discouraged. You'll have to put many things in your life on hold. You'll have to wait to get the things you want. It may be a long time, but then..." She stopped speaking and closed her eyes again.
"What? What will happen then?" I shouted.
"Then..." She opened her eyes wide. "Then something will happen. Something good. You will have a wonderful opportunity."
"What is it?" I asked.
"I don't know. But it will certainly be nothing to sneeze at. You may become famous, and after that you will never be short on money again."
The fortune teller rose from her chair and opened the curtain.
"That's all for now. But remember," she said as I got up to leave, "next time, it is $50.
"If what you say is true," I said as I left, "then I will gladly look forward to our next meeting." It was probably a silly waste of money. But on the other hand, what if she really was a fortune teller with mysterious powers?
Page 125. D. Choosing the best answer. Listen to the pairs of sentences. The first sentence uses one of the idioms from this chapter. If the sentences are similar in meaning, circle similar. If they are different, circle different. 1.
There was enough food at the party for everyone, but they were short on drinks.
Everyone at the party had a lot to eat, but not enough to drink.
2.
"Ms. Graves, would you please put Mr. Gibbs on hold while I speak with a person on line 3?
"Ms. Graves should ask Mr. Gibbs to hang up the phone so the person on line 3 can speak."
3.
"It rained for a week in Texas. The rain created floods in some places, but on the other hand, the farms needed it."
"The rain in Texas caused both good things and bad things."
4.
Diane is not looking forward to summer because she can't fit into her bathing suit.
Diane is very excited about going swimming in the summer.
5.
The Johnsons don't live in a large house, but their garden is nothing to sneeze at.
The Johnsons' home has a nice garden.
6.
Wendy showed that acting was in her blood when she performed in her first movie.
Wendy proved she was a bad actress in her first movie.
7.
Politics runs in the Pippin family.
Several members of the Pippin family have had political careers.
8.
Most of the contestants were well qualified. Unfortunately, Susan didn't measure up.
Susan was not as tall as the other contestants.